Are you back there, Sam?
Yes, yes, it's a glorious 3-hour finale.
Got a minute and a half.
The Exploding Barrel Podcast for July 28th, 2016. I can't believe July is almost over.
Right?
Summer's just going by.
I remember you were a kid. Summer was like forever, and it was great.
We were walking by our old middle school yesterday, and I was just talking about this, how especially middle school was like the height of me like being like, I don't like school, kind of, you know? But that, like, nothing felt better. Even today, nothing felt better than that feeling on the last day of school, just walking out of there.
Like so long,
see assholes. Yeah, like 3 months may as well have been an eternity.
Yeah,
especially that first day, because you're just like that whole first month you do nothing, because that's like there's no even like pressing, like school's, you know, summer's gonna be back. No, it's just like whatever, no responsibility, you don't have a job. It's actually hard to think about now, just not doing, like,
not doing anything for three months.
For 3 months.
Yeah, that is wild.
What did I just play big and watch on TV. One summer, I just watched Dragon Ball Z. The whole summer. It was great. Loved it. Hey, we're going to talk about some NX rumors here. Although I was just reading, Jeff Grubb sent me this, that the Hollywood Reporter says that Disney is going to make a sort of Rocketeer sequel kind of reboot. Set six years or something after the original. Cliff Secord's gone. He was lost fighting the Nazis, so who knows where he is. And, like, this new character, an African-American woman, like, finds the rocket pack and stuff. And, man, I'm into that. I mean, sure, I would love it if it was just Cliff Secord, but...
That doesn't quite work.
Doesn't quite work. Yeah, it's kind of the one way you can do a thing. And, you know, it is kind of a little on the trendy side, because there is so much of that, you know. Captain America's black now. Iron Man's black now, you know. Rocketeer. You know what? Whatever.
Yeah.
I want more Rocketeer.
Yeah, just more Rocketeer, please.
The idea that there would be an actual Rocketeer-like movie in the same continuity. Like, that was kind of my thing. When they would say, like, a reboot, like, I don't want something that comes out and pretends that...
The other one didn't exist.
You know, and I think with the whole Ghostbusters thing, I think that was part of the problem, from what I understand.
Like, if it would have been an actual sequel.
Right, it was a hard reboot, right? If it would have just been like, hey, we know there were Ghostbusters before, now we're going to be Ghostbusters. I haven't seen it
yet. Which was also made more confusing by that first trailer that acknowledged 30 years ago, four scientists saved New York. And it's like...
Right.
Did they?
Right. So, but yeah, we've heard about ideas of them doing Rocketeer stuff before, and it doesn't happen. So I still don't quite believe this will actually happen, but man, it'd be cool. But I do love the fact that, like... Rocketeer's just one of those weird movies that, like, became much popular. Kind of like, it's like in its Nightmare Before Christmas arc right now.
Yeah,
not quite as intense as that.
Right.
Maybe Donnie Darko would be a better movie. I don't know. But yeah, so that's me. Anyway, so the NX. So Eurogamer, which is a pretty good source, they came out and they were pretty strongly adamant that they had sources tell them that they trusted about what the NX is going to be. And a lot of it was kind of conforming to rumors we've been hearing for a while. And the big one right out of the way, and this is probably the oldest rumor in the system, and it was one I always kind of believed in and liked, was the idea that it would be a hybrid portable home console.
Right.
And the way Eurogamer explained how it would work is that it's a portable system, and it basically just has a dock that you put on to make it work on the TV. But everything that makes, like, all the hardware is in that portable.
Right. So it's like the NVIDIA Shield tablet, which also, I don't know if they have a dock or you just use cables to just plug it into your TV and connect the controller to it, and then it becomes like the NVIDIA console, the Shield, which, speaking of.
Right, yeah, it uses the same line of graphics card, just with the Tegra chip.
So the
Shield specifically uses the Tegra X1.
Right, and that's supposedly what is in the dev kit. So Digital Foundry did a pretty good video today that went into this all in detail. So the Tegra X1, it uses the Maxwell architecture. It's the same underlying process that's used in our video cards, the 900 series of GeForce. Mm-hmm. The Tegra X2... is coming, or either is out, but not really in anything yet. That uses Pascal, the same thing that's in, like, the 1080.
Yeah. So, but some people heard, like, X1, or heard, like, a mobile chip, and they immediately assumed, like, all these bad things. The X1's not a bad chip at all.
No, so what they did in that video is they...
It could do 4K.
They showed, on the Shield console, for example, you can play Doom 3 BFG Edition.
Yeah.
Okay? That game on the 360 ran at 720p with a kind of okay frame rate. on this Tegra X1, it runs at 1080p 60 locked. So we know right away this is better than 360 tech, for sure.
For sure.
And they said, really, by the numbers, this exceeds the Wii U.
Yeah.
So we know that.
And you still don't know exactly how it's going to be, because it's going to, you know, it's not just all about that kind of one chip. There's a lot of other factors, like, you know, what it needs to power and stuff like that.
Yeah, and going back to what I was saying about the X2, the kind of thought and hope is the X1's in the dev kits, because that's what it was available, but the actual thing will have the X2, which will be more powerful and more battery efficient. Right.
Okay, yeah, so it'd be cool if that's true. But even if it was just the X1, I think that's about as powerful as... This is, like, maybe it's kind of touching the minimum, but, like, how, you know... The problem with the Wii U wasn't its graphics, right?
No, not at all. So, I mean, like... Okay, so the Wii U's problems with graphics goes insofar as third-party support. Like, you weren't getting Battlefield, Hardline, and the new Call of Duty on Wii U. So... To take this pivot and make it kind of like a primarily portable system that has a dock to the TV to play my Nintendo games, sign me up.
Well, that's kind of the way I look at it. If it's... Because, you know what? I have an Xbox One. I have a PlayStation 4. I have a PC. And God knows I'm probably going to get a Neo and a Project Scorpio, too, you know?
Right.
Do I need the Nintendo system to just kind of be doing that again? Or could really... The stuff that Nintendo's really been doing better the last... 15 years or so, the portable stuff. I love the idea that it's kind of that first, but you could just also play it on the TV.
Yeah.
We're at this parity point now where it's like, why not? And so, like, the idea that it's going to be a very powerful portable system, unlike things we've seen before, like, the leap from 3DS to this could be ridiculous.
Oh, it will be. I mean, again, it's the leap from 3DS to beyond Wii U.
Right. So that opens up so many cool possibilities, right? Because not only... So, just think about it now. Like, Breath of the Wild could be a portable game.
Yeah, that still plays on your TV.
Right, and it looks still play.
As good as, if not better, than the Wii U version.
Right. And there are just so many games now that I kind of prefer playing portably, especially like RPGs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, I just think that's like... I just love the idea that, you know, when you have, like, kind of a lot of time, you go in your TV and you play it there and then whatnot. It's kind of what the Wii U was trying to do, but never really worked, right?
Well, the range was too limited.
Does this bug really bother you that much?
It's big. It's a big wasp.
All right. Oh, it's a wasp. I don't have any kind of, like, tools.
Just keep talking. I'll get it. Yeah, perfect. Here. Okay, so talk about the detachable controller thing while I kill this bug.
So that's kind of the strange thing. The idea is that on this... So we don't know exactly what this thing... I can't do this while you're trying to hunt a bug. Kill the bug.
Fuck, I miss.
He seems, like, shell-shocked.
Damn it, your blinds got in the way. Talk about the detachable controllers.
No, kill the bug.
It's stuck back here.
Then it's stuck. Leave him alone. Okay.
Good for now.
All right, detachable controllers. The idea is that on, like, kind of like where, like, you know, you hold the thing, those are detachable controllers, and I don't quite understand how that would work, because it seems like each controller would be half of what you would need to play a game. So maybe it just works for some sort of strange, like, on-the-go multiplayer stuff? I don't know.
Yeah, they made it sound like you detach these, and now you have two individual controllers, which... again...
That's something I think we need to see to kind of...
This is what I just want to say, Nintendo. Just make a goddamn controller.
It almost sounds like this detachable controller part is a thing unnecessary.
Right.
Like, you have me with the whole portable, you know, console thing. That's fine. I don't know if this is... Well, maybe it'll make sense when we see it. But this is kind of something like... Like stupid, like they stupid things they see in their heads that don't happen. Like what I always think of is with the Wii U, where they're showing it off. They had that person like put like the Wii U tablet on the floor, and there was a tennis ball on it, and then he had the Wii remote, a golf ball. Yeah, I mean he like swung at it. It was like golf. And you look at it like, oh cool. You're like, who's gonna do that?
Yeah, right.
Like come on. So, but we'll
I mean,
see.
Do we assume this thing has a touch screen? Can it kind of basically be a tablet?
I don't see why that screen wouldn't be. Well, here's the thing. If it has a touch screen, then that kind of... That's great for on the go, but it kind of impacts the home experience, right? Because if you're docking this whole thing, then you need an actual controller when you're playing a game, because you can't use the portable as a controller, because it's docked. So whatever that is. So I don't know. One of the big reasons I would want a touchscreen is just for kind of legacy stuff almost at this point.
Well, sure.
The title has made so many things that depend on a touchscreen.
Well, I think it still makes sense to have it. For example, when you're... I mean, optional text entry when you're in portable mode.
And I tell you what, things that make me think not so much is the way Breath of the Wild, like, it doesn't have any kind of, like, even, like, that basic touchscreen support you think makes sense for Zelda.
Well, so I guess what I'm saying is don't like, build games around touchscreen. Don't make the Zelda UI dependent on touchscreen. But leave it there. So, again, like, when I have to type something, I can just type the letters. Nice. Or when I'm navigating the UI, or if there's a web browser built into it, you know?
I think it'd be nice, but I'm not expecting it too much. It'll be strange, though, because, like, you kind of... Like, touchscreens and the portables have kind of gone hand-in-hand for a bit now, huh?
Well, think about it. I mean, if you're going to buy a tablet for your kid, you're going to get them, like, an iPad mini, or just get them one of these if they're priced similarly.
Well, that's kind of the thing. Is there going to be, like, an app store for it, you know? Like,
well, they'll have the eShop, I'm sure.
Well, there's kind of my big dream, too, is, like, a real, like, virtual console system that is just... Like, ridiculous.
Yeah,
like how
and
much
this
it
is
had.
The dream now, because now they're portable and on
right,
the TV.
No, it's incredible. Just think about it. And it's got to... I'll tell you what, it's got to be at this point now where there has to be some way it knows if I bought these things on the Wii U or 3DS already.
They can't expect everyone to buy these things, these virtual console titles, a third or fourth time.
Right, it's like, okay,
depending
you know,
on the platform.
Yes. Yeah, just figure that out. But, man, that could potentially be super cool to just have, like... Again, you're in your bed, you're playing it, maybe you'll plug it in on your TV.
The other thing that's funny is, so everyone talks about how it's going back to cartridges, and like you see the images of like the Breath of the Wild on like a Game Boy cartridge.
But, I don't think it's going to look like that.
Yeah, it's not like a cartridge in that sense. I mean...
Well, what's a cartridge and what isn't?
Exactly. I mean, the Vita used cartridges.
Like, does it? Yeah, it's like, what's a cartridge?
Yeah, it's going to look like an SD card.
Like, at this point, it doesn't really matter as much as it once did, kind of, huh?
No, well, and I mean... Cartridge and, flash storage are two very different terms. Cartridges make you, again, think of, like, a Nintendo. And then, so, like, when the Vita, or not the Vita, the PSP had the UMDs, and you're like, oh, they got a disc in here, finally, and then you realize that's awful.
Right.
But then we moved to, SD cards and flash storage.
Right, it's just all about data, storing data.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
So that's why, I mean, you could digital also just be a thing with these. They said... Your game also said it would not be backwards compatible with the Wii U.
Which I don't have too much of a problem
with. Well, because so many Wii U games kind of, there's something with that tablet anyway, so...
Right.
Or even with motion controls, so...
It sounds like, I mean, we know Breath of the Wild will come out in it. I'd be shocked if Smash Brothers didn't get ported
Smash
over
Brothers
to
be
it.
Ported.
Sounds like Pikmin 4 will probably find
Pikmin
its way
4.
Onto this thing.
There are probably a few more, like, games that would just be ported to it.
I'd be shocked
right away and...
if we didn't get a Super Mario Maker 2.
Yeah. Well... Super Mario Maker 2 and Splatoon 2 are, like, the two surefire things that I think will, like... Those are, like, two, like, the, like, rare, like, successes on the Wii U, right?
Yeah.
That, like, were kind of original
also,
ideas.
I see no reason why Super Mario Maker 2 couldn't be a launch title for this thing.
Well, there's kind of the thing with the touchscreen again. That game kind of needs a touchscreen.
And that's okay. Like, if the conceit of that game is when you're editing, hold the console, hold it in your hand, make it real tangible... So you're moving these places. And then when you're actually playing,
sure.
Either way.
Yeah, that's true.
That's totally fine by me.
I think it'd be good.
Actually, that'd be really rad.
Yeah. Wow, so, but...
Yeah, that's the... Oh, see, this all makes so much sense now. This is, like... Nothing about the Wii U made sense. This makes sense. Imagine you're, like... You're on the bus, and you got your NX tablet, and you're, like, building Mario levels. You're like, okay, this is cool. And then you get home, plug it in, all right, let's play it. Like, that's awesome.
Well, it's just a much better pitch than, The Wii U, whatever it was trying to do, like, look at this two-screen gaming and this very strange and desynchronous, and you could, like, play games just on the tablet, maybe, for some of the games, also don't go too far.
And then you and might use a Wii remote sometimes,
Right, and, like, the tablet was never designed to be something to take out of your house.
No.
And this could just be a portable system.
Yeah.
And the timing is so good. Like, that's one of the nice things about the sort of half-life of the Wii U is that... It's like, I don't know, it's like the 3DS needs a successor now also anyways.
Right.
So is that, I bet you they're going to word it like they did with the DS came out, where they're going to say that this isn't a successor to the 3DS.
Right.
But then if it's popular, it is.
Yeah, it is. Right. Just like, oh, the Game Boy's not done. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, that's the last Game Boy. Ha, ha, ha. Someday we'll see like a new Game Boy. But yeah, so I'm into it.
Do you think the NX is the final name? Or does it get some goofy Nintendo name?
No, it's not going to be NX.
Is it going to be called, like the eucalyptus or something?
The eucalyptus?
I don't know. I just went for something dumb. I had leaf in my head, but there is a thing.
I'll tell you what. It won't have the word we in its title.
I can promise you that.
Well, not? Yeah, it will not be.
Yeah.
No, no.
Let's actually think. What's the dumbest pun that infers, like, a portable home console hybrid that Nintendo could possibly call this thing.
The Anywhere.
That's it. Instead of the NES, it's the Anywhere.
Yeah.
That's, wow, you just did it.
Take that, marketing team.
Oh my god, that's so sadly feasible.
Right? This thing's called the Anywhere. I want to check, David.
I love it.
Oh man, but
I love it.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm into it. You know what?
You know what? Like you said, what do we really want Nintendo to make a PS4 and Xbox One competitor?
I mean, it would be like maybe cool to see like a Metroid game that looked as good as like, I don't know, the new Doom. But even then, it could look about as good. And Nintendo has always been good about kind of using the art assets to its advantage. But then there's stuff like, you know, Mario 3D World. And we see things like, and you know, that looks about as good as it needs to be. And we see things like Mario 64 running on Unreal 4 or whatever. It looks neat, but it's like, okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm all about this. And you know what? And I said, I've kind of been a big Nintendo fan for a while now. Feeling like they don't make the best decisions. I still think they make a lot of fun games. And I'm just, yeah, I think they have a better direction here.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting if, I mean, this thing comes out next March. It comes out in less than a year.
Which is weird.
Right?
Weird.
So supposedly we're going to like get a reveal in September.
Yeah, so you guys could just pay off a pre-order for my birthday. That'll be appreciated.
But there's got to be, I mean, Breath of the Wild will be the big launch title, I guess, but there's got to be other things.
And like I said, I'd be shocked if Mario Maker 2 wasn't a lock for that.
I think that's obvious and easy. I think maybe not 2, but I think maybe Mario Maker in some way.
Some sort of Mario Maker.
Just like how, like...
Even if it's just, like, an extended version. If it's the same as the first one, but, like, with another skin.
Like, the three games that'll probably just get, like, kind of ported over with maybe some stuff. Or, like, all the DLC included will be Splatoon, Smash Bros., and Mario Maker. Which are, you know, three of the best games released on the Wii U. So, yeah. It works out pretty well.
I do wonder, like... So, again, to go back to Smash. Like, what kind of regular controller they're going to use for more than two-player multiplayer?
Yeah, I definitely... Well,
I wonder, like, will you just be able to use a Wii U Pro controller?
Well, there should be no reason why that GameCube adapter couldn't work for it also.
Well, if they have USB ports on the dock.
Right.
If they do that, there must be.
There must be. But,
you don't know that.
Yeah, I guess not. But I would hope so. At this point, now that they've kind of thrown that line out there and everybody is really using the GameCube controller still, plus they can sell GameCube controllers that they make, so.
Yeah, for, like, no money.
But no, that is the thing. Like, I do hope that the actual controller for this thing looks nice, because Nintendo hasn't, like, almost had to make a real controller for a while.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, the Wii U Pro controller is fine. It just feels...
I don't like that analog. I don't like having the analog stick above the face.
Yeah, that's dumb. And that controller, just something about it feels...
It's a little cheap. It's a little light.
It feels so light. Which is a weird thing to say.
I mean, especially right now where the Xbox One and PlayStation 4 have very good controllers. I kind of hope they just sort of go back to the GameCube controller idea.
Yeah.
Just make something like that.
But modernized a bit.
Yeah, make the thumbsticks clickable. Add a couple more, like... I think the GameCube controller only has a start button and not, like, a select button. And like, or, like, a home button of some kind that you would need. You would need, like, another shorter button in there. Do some stuff. Maybe put triggers on the back, like how the...
Like the Steam controller.
Yeah, the Steam controller and the Elites. I am kind of glad we're going away from this. There's too many buttons and people are confused. Like, no, they're fine.
They're fine.
We'll be okay. They'll get over it. But yeah, I'm excited, man. The Nintendo stuff's fun. I mean, you know, new system. And it's strange how, when we first started hearing about this, it felt like it was too soon. But now it feels like, all right.
Well, especially because there's like the world... what has come out for the Wii U in the last 6 months?
That Fire Emblem Shin Megami Tensei game.
Oh yeah, that's lighting the world on fire.
It's supposed to be good.
Ugh, no, I've watched the...
It's all about like pop idols. It's not your thing, Ads Guy.
Yeah, hard pass.
Look, Ads Guy, it's steeped in Japanese culture.
Ugh.
That is, it's funny how if I play video games, I think all Japan is like samurais and teen pop idols.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't it?
I feel like we have like four like pop idols. They have like whole groups.
Yeah. A country of Taylor Swift.
Yes.
That's terrifying.
Except they're all like in groups and they all sound
the same. Travel in packs?
They travel in packs. All right, so what else do you want to talk about? Yeah.
So I finally got to see the Warcraft movie on Sunday with you.
Yeah, that's right.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's not bad, I think.
No, I really, really liked it. I will go out on a limb and say I think it's the best video game movie ever made.
It might be. I mean, it's not saying a whole lot. But I don't know what beats that. It's not like a fantastic movie. It's not a great movie, but it was a fun movie.
I mean, like, if you have no affinity whatsoever for Warcraft, like, this isn't going to, you're not going to come into this and be like, well, as an objective piece of entertainment, I found this quite amusing. Like, no, it's for Warcraft fans. Yeah,
but it was fun. It looked pretty, it looked good.
Yeah, yeah.
It
the had, effects, like, the orcs looked incredible in that movie.
It had some fun fan service. It was a cohesive story.
I think honestly, what it lacked the most was just kind of the humor that World of Warcraft can have.
Yeah, it wasn't quite as funny. It had moments of it.
Like three one-liners I can think of that made you chuckle. And right. And that was it. Like they didn't.
That's
kind
of like the
hard
thing. It's like, because that's kind of always been the thing with Warcraft. It's like the actual stories that are happening are very dark and tragic, involve a lot of war and like enslavement and death and sacrificing people and horrible stuff like that. But then it's also kind of like, and the silly goblins are making machines that explode.
Right.
And it's like, you know, it's like, okay. So, but it's kind of a hard balance to find. And like in the game, you can almost get away with it because you can do something in the game for 2 hours that focuses on one thing over the other.
Uh-huh.
And this is like, you have to straddle that line. But yeah, I thought it was fine. I don't think it maybe deserved quite as much venom as some people gave it. I think a lot of people were also like, yeah, this is fine.
Yeah, I like it. I hope they make more. Something tells me they won't, but I hope
it
they
did. It's like huge in China, and then here, not at all. I bet it'll be better than an Assassin's Creed movie. So,
yeah.
We'll see about that, too. I don't know. It definitely is kind of this thing. It's like, one of these things has to hit eventually, right?
These video game movies?
It's right. Isn't it kind of surprising that none of them have been very big hits?
Well, the reason I think it's Assassin's Creed stands a good chance...
I don't know. It's not going to be a big...
Well, I don't think Assassin's Creed will, but I think what it's doing right is it's another story in the universe, and right. It's not trying to, like, retell the events of Assassin's Creed 2, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's its own story, just using that as, like, a tableau.
Right, and one of the nice things about that is you avoid the whole... You know, you have to make changes when you do these things, but... When you do that, it can also it upsets like some fans that maybe care too much. But even if it doesn't upset them, it can distract them.
Right.
You know, which I think it's happens in Warcraft. Because it's like,
yeah, like I was watching Warcraft going like, oh, that's different. Oh, they changed this.
Right.
Oh, that, but that's the same. Okay. Like,
right.
It's almost like this weird mental game you're playing right. with yourself, trying to keep track.
It
kind of
takes you out of it a little bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's kind of. I think Assassin's Creed is kind of doing it the right way.
So. But the Animus looks different.
Whatever. So, but we'll see. That's another movie that I think is going to take itself very seriously.
Yeah.
Might not be very fun. It's coming out at a better time. I mean, I guess, when is it? October, November? I mean...
Something like that.
It can't be too close to Star Wars. That would be
right.
Bad.
Right.
So somewhere around then. All right. What else do you want to talk about?
Pokemon Go.
Well,
my wife had something that she wanted me to talk about on the show.
Gosh.
She had an interesting thought. We were talking about the game the other day. She doesn't play it, but she was just kind of asking me about it. And she said, like, what do people who live in, like, really rural areas do? And I was like, funny, you should say that because those people are complaining a lot. Like, because right. There isn't anything to do. There's no Pokestops. There's no gyms. And she said, what about, like, do people with disabilities complain? I was like, yeah, they're complaining too. So she had this idea. There should be, like, a system in the game called, like, I don't know what you call it, like a buddy system of some sort, where basically you could virtually walk along with somebody as long as they were on like a friends list of some kind.
Yeah.
And, you know, they create this whole community. Like, hey, I live by the ocean. I'm looking for someone who's in a desert area. Like, let me walk with you so I catch a bunch of Magmar, and then you could walk with me by the ocean and we'll catch some Lapras or something like that.
I think it's a nice idea. Yeah, I think there's some room for exploiting with, like, the hardcore people, but, you know, they can also just jailbreak their phones and cheat that way, so who cares? I was going to
say, the hardcore people, whatever, they already have, like, a CP2500 gear, you know, because they play it all the time.
Like, that'd be a nice way to get those, like, region-specific Pokemon.
Well, right, exactly.
So, yeah, I think it's...
You know, like the region-specific ones can hatch from an egg?
Yeah, so it's not like... chance. Right.
Gotta get that Kangaskhan.
The Kangaskhan.
That you'll never be able to level up.
That's true. Good thing they don't level... Yeah, good thing none of those are, like, ones that evolve, huh?
Yeah. And you get a good amount of candy from the eggs, so...
Yeah, who knows, maybe.
Chances remain.
There's chances that...
I was bummed. I didn't realize, according to our friend, that trick with the Eevees where you, like, rename it Pyro and it'll be...
It only
works once. I didn't know that because I was trying to get a Jolteon. It's very sad. I'm one more and I can evolve another one. I just want another Jolteon because my Jolteon's weak.
Just keep getting them Jolteons,
I guess.
How about Sonic Mania, man?
Oh, we didn't talk about it yet. Yes. Oh, my God. Yes, please.
So, yeah, two Sonic games announced last weekend. And the one's, like, it looks like a sequel to Generations. Probably, like, original levels this time or something.
Yeah, like, I think it'll still do, like, the whole Act A or Modern Sonic, Act B or...
That's fine.
Old school Sonic, yeah, totally fine. Generations was a great game. Give me more of that.
But the really exciting thing is that Sonic Mania, which is like a mix of kind of like old levels with like some tweaks and stuff, and then like new levels, and it just looks like the biggest kind of comparison is Sonic CD, actually.
Yeah. Well, so what happens? So this trailer starts, and like, it was pretty obvious, like, the first minute of the trailer is just, like, some footage of various Sonic games are talking about, like, to go forward, we have to look back, and it's like, we did this already, you called it Sonic 4 Episode 1 and 2, and it was terrible. Mm. And then Christian Whitehead's name popped up. Right. If you don't know, this is the guy who made, what's he called, the Retro Engine, that he, like, recompiled Sonic 1, 2, and CD into. And so if you play it, like, on the 360 or your iPhone, like, you're playing it on his engine, which were phenomenal ports. Added widescreen support, put Tails in Sonic CD, like, great job. So the fact that his name came up, I was like, oh, this might be good. Right. And then, yeah, it looks like, graphically, it looks like Sonic CD 2. Even down to, like, when you hit a yellow spring, you do that kind of like looking upward spinning jump.
This is kind of like the Mega Man 9 of the series, where it's like we're making something new that looks old. And that was kind of like Sonic 4 was such a weird thing.
Weird.
This is very bad, and like it had like the bad, like it was 2D, but it had like just bad 3D graphics.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was bad.
It was awful. But this
My god, this looks so good. I wish it was like out now.
I know. It's, it's not until 2017.
Spring, yeah, if it doesn't get delayed.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I'm all about it.
Real good.
All right. So, okay, I guess that's it then. Thanks for listening to the Explain Bro podcast, everybody. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to go to the iTunes Music Store and the Google Play Store. Leave us a review. And did I say go to ebpodcast.com?
You did now.
All right. Do that. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time. Could be anywhere.
Oh, are we doing a show next week?
No, I'm going to be gone next week. I'm going to be at Games Beat.
Yeah, so we'll be off next week, a show the following week. Stay tuned. Bye.
Bye.